This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan Army Commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they seized control of the main airport in Tripoli 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the city itself. As Edward Uranian reports, the UN is hoping that there will not be a violent resolution to this conflict.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Masmari, told a press conference Saturday afternoon that Libyan military forces under Haftar's command were gaining ground. He says that Haftar's forces now control the towns of Gharian, Janduba, Qasr al-Bashir, and Soweni. He says that 14 soldiers fighting with the Libyan army have been killed in fighting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Flooding conditions in southwestern Iran have forced officials to order the evacuation of 6 more towns. Provincial Governor Gholam Reza Shariati told state television that the country is asking men and youth to stay and help us build flood walls so we can keep the water out of these cities. Interior Minister Abdul Reza Rahmani Fazli told state television the flooding has placed about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say 70 people have died and 11 cities have been evacuated because of the high waters. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to provincial police chief spokesman Ahmad Khan Sirat. At least 4 policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to a provincial council leader. 2 explosions in the eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least 3 civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Saripul. Tens of thousands of protesters joined in fresh anti-government marches across Sudan Saturday in what organizers said was one of the largest turnouts in more than 3 months of demonstrations calling for embattled President Omar al-Bashir to step down. AP's Zaria Shakali has details.
The demonstrations began in December over price hikes and food shortages and quickly escalated into calls for al-Bashir's resignation, posing one of the biggest challenges yet to his nearly 30-year rule. The rallies are being led by the Sudanese Professionals Association, an umbrella group of independent professional unions. Footage posted online showed thousands of protesters, mostly young people, outside the military's headquarters in the capital city of Khartoum, demanding the army's support. I'm Zaria Shankly.
President Donald Trump doubled down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system along the Mexico border is full and cannot take any more migrants. In a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, the president said the immigration system is broken and repeated his assertion that criminals and drug dealers pose as those seeking asylum.
Some of the roughest people you've ever seen, people that look like they should be fighting for the UFC. They read a little page given by lawyers that are all over the place, you know, lawyers. They tell him what to say.
Trump was courting Jewish voters ahead of next year's presidential election. American Jews have traditionally voted with the Democratic Party, but the president was trying to highlight some of his actions, including his decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Rival political factions took to the streets in Venezuela on Saturday, with thousands crammed into the El Marques district of Caracas in support of opposition leader Juan Guaido. Meanwhile, across town, thousands of supporters of President Maduro waved flags and chanted slogans. I'm David Byrd.